This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Monday he's not worried about the $3 trillion the government is spending to alleviate the coronavirus crisis because it can finance the debt at unusually low interest rates. As the pandemic forced the closure of thousands of U.S. businesses and the layoffs of more than 30 million workers, Congress and President Donald Trump agreed to send the money to companies and most U.S. taxpayers to help them through the crisis. With the fast-paced emergence of the pandemic, the money was newly minted, not covered by current tax revenues. But Mnuchin told CNBC he was not concerned because the government is borrowing money with long-term loans. The government on Friday said the country's April unemployment rate was 14.7%. That's the highest since the Great Depression in the 1930s. Mnuchin said Sunday the jobless rate could reach 25% before falling in the second half of the year. China's Health Commission is reporting a spike in new COVID-19 cases in several provinces, prompting health officials to urge citizens to use personal protection. The at a Beijing news conference, a National Health Commission spokesperson said 17 new cases were reported on Monday, up from 14 the day before. This marked the first double-digit increase in new cases in 10 days. The spokesman said 7 of the new cases were listed as imported into the Inner Mongolia region from overseas. 5 were in the city of Wuhan, the epicenter of the pandemic, where a strict lockdown was lifted last month. Another 5 cases were spread across 3 northeastern provinces, where authorities suspended train service in and out of a county after a cluster was recently detected. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department says it's weighing whether to file hate crime charges against the white men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. Arbery is the unarmed black man who was gunned down while jogging in a small town in the U.S. state of Georgia in February. A spokeswoman said in a statement the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Georgia will continue to support and participate in the state investigation. The statement adds the department is assessing all of the evidence to determine whether federal hate crimes charges are appropriate. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments by phone Tuesday in a case concerning U.S. President Donald Trump. He hopes to persuade the Supreme Court to keep his tax and other financial records from being turned over to lawmakers and a district attorney. Rulings against the president could result in the quick release of personal financial information that he sought strenuously to keep private. Mr. Trump has resisted calls to release his tax returns